KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
And coming up.
No collusion, but what about possible corruption? I'm Carlene Johnson. Democrats turn attention to that unresolved finding from the Mueller report.
Boeing fires back against charges of optional safety features. I'm Corwin Hake with the update.
Live now to ABC for this update. KOMO News Time, 10 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. President Trump says releasing special counsel Robert Mueller's full report on the Russia investigation wouldn't bother him.
Up to the Attorney General. Wouldn't bother me at all.
The president gave short answers at the White House when reporters asked him about the Mueller developments.
President Trump taking one question following his bilateral meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. ABC's John Carl asked the president if he felt that Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigator, behaved honorably. The president's response came in one word. Yes.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are pushing for the full report to be made public.
Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, saying the Mueller report being made public is something he would like to see happen.
My desire is for the public to get as much of the report as possible.
But he also cautions that grand jury information is prohibited by law from being released because it could compromise the process. And he said to suggest there's a conflict of interest due to his closeness to the president. You've got to be kidding. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
President Trump signed a proclamation recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, reversing decades of U.S. policy. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the move historic justice.
Israel has been blessed to have many friends who sat in the Oval Office. But Israel has never had a better friend than you.
Netanyahu, who is up for re-election soon and in a tough battle, also says Israel is striking Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip following an early morning rocket attack. New Mexico Senator Tom Udall says he won't seek re-election in 2020. That opens up a secure Democratic seat to competition. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says one of two men charged with the murder of an off-duty officer over the weekend wanted to be a cop.
This guy actually had the nerve to think that he could become a Chicago police officer. It's disgusting.
Johnson says a gunman opened fire on a car, striking and killing the off-duty officer. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. KOMO Midday.
Good morning at 10:02. Currently 46 and partly sunny downtown. I'm Tom Hutler with our top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center. Getting further reaction to the news that broke over the weekend with Special Counsel Robert Mueller concluding that President Donald Trump did not coordinate with Russia during his campaign. KOMO's Carlene Johnson reports.
Attorney General William Barr delivered that four-page letter to Congress that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein wrote to summarize the report that Mueller had given them Friday, finding neither the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
I think it is much harder for Congress to continue to be ultra aggressive on obstruction of a non-crime.
Seattle Democrat Pramila Jayapal said they need the full report.
Mueller, as you've been reporting, did not exonerate the president. After 22 months, he did not exonerate the president.
But with no evidence of collusion, Democrats have turned attention to whether Trump obstructed the Russia investigation. And on that, Mueller wrote, while this report does not conclude the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. Carlene Johnson, KOMO News.
Boeing is defending itself against charges that safety features for the 737 MAX line are sold only as optional add-ons. KOMO's Corwin Hake with the update.
The New York Times broke the story that some cockpit indicator lights are sold separately, including one that could have alerted pilots aboard the crashed Lion Air and Ethiopian jets of impending disaster. Now, John Hamilton, chief engineer of Boeing Commercial Planes, tells the Seattle Times in a statement, quote, all primary flight information required to safely and efficiently operate the 737 MAX is included on the baseline primary flight display. All the same, Boeing is inviting airlines and pilots that operate MAX models back to school. The 737 assembly plant in Renton is hosting two informational sessions to refresh those operators on MAX safety systems. Corwin Hake, KOMO News.
One person shot and killed inside a vehicle on State Route 520. State Trooper Rick Johnson says this happened about 5:10 this morning.
We received a call this morning of a female running in the lanes and trying to grab onto cars. westbound 520, I believe in the area of Montlake.
She told them someone had been shot in a car on the eastbound side of the bridge about mid-span, and a man was found dead in the driver's seat, a bullet hole through the windshield. Right now, investigators are processing a scene as if this were a homicide, but it may have been a suicide. We'll get more on the impact it's having on AAA traffic with Kiara in just a moment, and then...
I'm Brian Calvert with the local man who's still on board the Viking Sky and what he remembers the day all four engines died.
And now here is that promised report with Kiara Jordan on Como News at 10:04.
With our police investigation still blocking eastbound 520, approaching the water in the right lane, we continue to fight a solid backup from I-5. And this has been going on since the 5 o'clock hour that it's been blocked. Southbound I-5 because of this is struggling from Northgate. So I'm still going to advise you to use southbound 99 instead. It will save you time, though it is a bit busy around 85th. Now, we've been working with a crash in Tacoma, northbound I-5 approaching River Road. It was blocking two lanes at one point. Everything's now over on the shoulder, but this is causing a heavy slowdown from Highway 16. Northbound I-5 also busy in Seattle from Michigan to Seneca. Northbound 167 hitting the brakes from 180th to 405, and northbound 405 is still slowed through most of Renton. Southbound 405 working with scattered slowing out of Bothell and again in Kirkland. Our next Como traffic at 10:14.
And the forecast from Seth Wayne.
Starting off a new work week under partly to mostly cloudy conditions as temperatures rise to about 60 degrees. Chance of some scattered showers out there late this afternoon into the evening. We're going wet at times tonight. Some scattered showers out there on your Tuesday, at least during the early morning hours. Otherwise, fairly quiet for the work week ahead. I'm Seth Wayne in the Como Weather Center.
And currently 50 now in downtown Seattle under partly sunny skies at 10:06. A Seattle couple is among those waiting for a charter flight to a major airport after rough seas ended a dream cruise. Como's Brian Calvert with more.
The cruise off the coast of Norway was entering its final weekend when Rolando Lamarca realized this trip was not going to end as planned.
All engines failed, no control. We were at the mercy of the wave.
The sea was so rough, the lifeboats aboard the Viking Sky were useless.
The people who were dining in one of the restaurants, one of the glass windows broke, pieces of glass.
Remarkably, there were no major injuries. Lamarca will finally leave the ship, which is safely docked sometime today.
We're impressed with the crew, the way they handled the situation. Of course, we didn't know from the captain's briefing that we were very close to really having a disaster. But it was handled well otherwise.
Brian Calvert, Como News.
The state has asked a federal judge to uphold a new law making it easier for ill Hanford workers to get workers' compensation. Details from Como's Eric Heinz.
If the judge agrees, it would end the lawsuit filed by the federal government last year seeking to block the new law as unconstitutional. Last year, state lawmakers passed a bill that assumes a wide range of illnesses current and former Hanford workers may develop are the result of working at the site. The Tri-City Herald reports most other workers are required to prove that an exposure or accident at work harmed their health to get a workers' comp claim approved. The federal government argues the new law violates the U.S. Constitution by attempting to regulate the federal government and discriminating against it with heightened liability for workers' compensation. Eric Heintz, Como News.
Washington State gets an F in a national report about removing lead from school drinking water. The Environmental America Research and Policy Center surveyed 32 states and graded each on whether its policies requiring schools to proactively remove lead from their water systems or are only in response to water quality tests. According to the Seattle Times, the survey also included testing protocols and public transparency in each state. Washington and 21 others got failing grades. A homeless camp in North Seattle that allowed people to drink and do drugs will soon be no more. It was called the Licton Springs Tiny House Village at 86th and Aurora. Como's Joel Marino says it'll shut down at the end of the month.
Only seven people now live in this tiny house village that had numbered in the 60s after Seattle city leaders decided against renewing its permit. While it operated, neighbors saw property crimes and drug use increase in the area. City officials grew frustrated that people weren't moving into permanent housing. Sharon Lee says the group they hired to manage Licton Springs did a bad job of connecting residents to services. Lee says her team has since taken over operations and people are finally getting the help they need as the camp comes to a close.
That was something we learned in hindsight, is that low barriers should not mean nothing happens.
Police says what they learned is that unchecked drug use just doesn't work in this setting, and people need to regularly meet with caseworkers to keep them on track.
Como's Joel Moreno, big plans in the works for the property where the camp now sits. An eight-story apartment complex will be built to house low-income workers. 18,000 people packed the Tacoma Dome last night for Michelle Obama's book tour. ABC's Jimmy Kimmel serving as host, and a former first lady told the crowd about raising a teenager after her husband's 8 years in the White House.
He's terrified of Sasha, by the way.
Why is he scared of Sasha?
Because she is a cat, and she messes with his head badly. Yeah, she is just not like him at all, and she relishes antagonizing him with her otherness.
Kimmel also asked about their last day in the White House, which Mrs. Obama described as sad but a great relief, even though they know they'll never again be able to live a life without scrutiny and security. 13 women in a small regional book club met with the former First Lady at the Tacoma Public Library yesterday afternoon. Como's Patrick Quinn talked with somebody who was there.
Biggest issues that you guys touched on? Women's issues. Pretty much that was like a huge thing, is women's having a voice and taking their place within the world workplace.
They got to speak with the former First Lady for about an hour. Como News Time 1010, and time to check in at the Audi Exteriors Sports Desk. Luke May and Nasir Little each had 20 points to lead North Carolina past Washington 81-59 in Columbus, Ohio, ending the Husky season record yesterday with a mark of 28-8. Pac-12 Player of the Year Jalen Noel leading Washington at 12 points. Coach Mike Hopkins said Carolina was just too good to overcome.
Really big team, really good shooting team. It seemed like when they missed, they got the rebound, and you're not going to win too many games getting out rebounded by 24. But our kids kept fighting. They battled like champions, like they are, and unfortunately we ran into a tough Carolina team tonight.
Tar Heels never trailed. They move into the Sweet 16 to face 5th seed Auburn Friday, and of course yesterday on Saturday Gonzaga won, and they will face Florida State in one of the Sweet 16 matchups. That'll be in Anaheim coming up on Thursday. Gonzaga women take on Oregon State tonight, and down in Soto, T-Mobile Park, the first game with Mariner players in action. It will be tonight as they take on the San Diego Padres in a spring training contest at 7:10. Sports at 10 to 40 past each hour on the home of the Huskies. Traffic and weather on the way. Como News Time is 10:11. We're hearing from a high-profile NFL owner for the first time since his arrest on prostitution-related charges. ABC's Paula Ferris.
Robert Kraft, one of the NFL's most recognizable figures and the New England Patriots owner, apologizing. It's the billionaire's first response since pleading not guilty to two misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitution. I am truly sorry, he wrote in a statement. I know I have hurt and disappointed my family, my close friends, my coworkers, our fans, and many others who rightly hold me to a higher standard. The 77-year-old statement stopped short of admitting any wrongdoing after authorities say he received sexual favors twice in a 24-hour period at a day spa in Florida, which is now the focus of a human trafficking investigation.
This is not about lonely old men or victimless crimes. This is about enabling a network of criminals to traffic women into our country for forced labor and sex.
This week, Kraft and more than a dozen other defendants filed a protective order that would prevent surveillance video that police say shows the acts from going public. In his statement, Kraft emphasizing his respect for women, including his late wife, Myra, who died in 2011. I have extraordinary respect for women. My morals and my soul were shaped by the most wonderful woman, the love of my life, who I was blessed to have as my partner for 50 years. At the NFL owners' meetings this week, Kraft likely to face Roger Goodell, who could discipline him. Shortly after he was charged, the NFL saying, "We are seeking a full understanding of the facts while ensuring that we do not interfere with an ongoing law enforcement investigation."
The NFL could try to make an example out of Kraft. As for those tapes, the sheriff who led this months-long investigation says they'll probably get released. There's no legal reason to seal them from public view, but once the case is closed, he plans on following Florida's open records law. He calls the videos graphic and pretty ugly.
That's ABC's Paula Ferris.
From ABC News Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone. It's like Shark Tank, but the money is going to technology that can help farmers in developing countries. We've all seen the billionaire sharks on the TV show Shark Tank making big deals with startups.
You have a real offer.
Now, a program called Securing Water for Food, which is a joint project between the governments of the U.S., South Africa, Sweden, and the Netherlands, are using a similar model to find ideas to help farmers locate and utilize water in developing countries. Dr. Koo McMahon runs the program in the U.S.
Look for innovations that help produce more food.
Money goes out to startups around the world that can help farmers grow food, including a company in Vietnam that makes internet-connected sensors to analyze soil, and in West Africa, technology to offer hyper-local weather forecasts to farmers.
We give an upfront amount of funding in a grant.
Then if the startup does well, Securing Water for Food gives them more money. With Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
10:14, time to check AAA traffic. More on the Mueller Report coming up after we check AAA traffic and weather. Here is Kiara Jordan once again.
We have a new crash in Bothell. This is southbound 405 at State Route 527, and two right lanes are currently blocked, so just the toll lane is getting through. A backup is quickly forming in that area. Our police investigation that's been taking place since the 5 o'clock hour on eastbound 520 approaching the water, it's still blocking the right lane. We still have a solid backup to I-5, and southbound I-5 is still slow from Northgate to 520 because of it. In Tacoma, we have a crash northbound I-5 as you're approaching River Road. That's sitting over on the shoulder, but creating quite a heavy jam from 38th. You're going to be looking at brake lights on northbound 405 as you travel from the Valley Freeway toward Newcastle and North 167, busy from 180th to 405. Traffic report sponsored by Bloodworks Northwest. Local patients need blood and supplies are dipping. It's easy to find a blood drive in just a few taps with the Bloodworks Northwest app. Text Blood app to 91985. Our next Como traffic at 10:24.
We've got clouds, and the clouds, as you might guess, have some rain ready to bring along into the picture later this afternoon with a high near 60. Showers overnight, showers and sun breaks tomorrow. Partly sunny, breezy Wednesday, back to the showers for Thursday and Friday. Right now, Saturday doesn't look too bad at all. Currently, Everett, partly sunny in 49, 47 in clouds in Tacoma, and right now at SeaTac Airport, 52, partly sunny at 10:16.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Seattle's only 24-hour news station, Como News.
Stories we're keeping an eye on with Taylor Van Sise at the editor's desk. I'm Tom Hutler. Norwegian officials opening an investigation into why a cruise ship carrying more than 1,300 people set sail along the country's often wild western coast despite storm warnings, forcing a major evacuation by helicopter. One person's in critical but stable condition. Eight others were hospitalized after the weekend ordeal. Amid the turmoil, there's still time to celebrate for Venezuela's one percenters. The jet setters at a recent destination wedding included a former Miss Universe and an international motivational speaker. Over 3 days, guests emptied expensive bottles of whiskey, herded cattle on horses, and stomped their feet to the sound of a popular country music crooner. But in a nod to Venezuela's humanitarian crisis, they also began their celebration by painting the walls of a local children's hospital. No collusion. That's perhaps the biggest takeaway from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. After 22 months, Mueller's office turned its final report over to Attorney General William Barr on Friday.
President Trump landing back at the White House, taking another victory lap before the cameras.
I just want to tell you that America is the greatest place on earth. The greatest place on earth. Thank you very much.
Aides say the president is happy and in a great mood. He's also defiant, unloading before boarding Air Force One.
After a long investigation, after so many people have been so badly hurt, after not looking at the other side, where a lot of bad things happened, a lot of horrible things happened, a lot of very bad things happened for our country. It was just announced there was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia.
Attorney General William Barr concluding the special counsel found no evidence that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. But on obstruction, Robert Mueller explicitly stopped short of clearing President Trump, saying, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. The AG, however, essentially did, saying Mueller's team lacked sufficient evidence to establish the president obstructed justice. For President Trump, it is personal.
It was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this.
And he's now threatening an investigation into the investigation.
It began illegally, and hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed.
His re-election campaign is already fundraising off of these findings. They sent a message to supporters saying now is the time to fight back.
That's ABC's Cecilia Vega. The Kremlin has given its first response to the conclusion of the special counsel investigation from Robert Mueller. ABC's Patrick Reville in Moscow has more.
The Kremlin has reacted cautiously to the news that special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation found no evidence of conspiracy between President Trump and Russia. Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters the Kremlin can't comment since no one has seen the full report yet. He repeated, however, the Kremlin's long-running blanket denial that Russia interfered in the 2016 election, rejecting Mueller's findings that Russia did seek to influence the vote. Patrick Reville, ABC News, Moscow.
Come on, News Time 10:20. It's time now for the Propel Insurance Business Update. When was the last time you responded to a customer service email or answered the customer service phone line?
It's something many successful companies do.
Everybody in the company answers the customer service emails from the newest hire all the way up to the CEO.
Entrepreneur Dana Steele, creator of Your Daily Success Tip, says it's the best way to see what's working and helping the bottom line, and maybe even more importantly, what isn't.
If you have a problem or some sort of issue with a product or a service, the first place you're going to start to find it is when that pattern is repeating itself, either on your customer service line or your customer service email.
That's dollars and common sense. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We're down on Wall Street across all three indices right now. The Dow is down just 2 points to 25,500. The Nasdaq goes down 14 and a quarter to 76.28, and the S&P 500 with a loss right now of 2.6 points to 27.97. That's your Propel Insurance Business Update. We'll check Money News again for you 30 minutes from now, and a AAA traffic update comes up next. Como News Time 10:21.
Hey, guess what? We get stuck in traffic too. Keep it on Como News for AAA traffic alerts every 10 minutes on the fours. Breaking traffic news as it happens 24/7. Stay connected, stay informed. Como News 1000 FM 97.7.
These days,